Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I please have your zip code?
10940.
Thank you. And your name?
My name is Kathleen Carey.
I'm sorry, you broke up on the last name.
Kathleen Carey, C-A-R-E-Y.
C-A-R-E-Y. Thank you. I'm not locating an account. May I ask what product you have?
I bought a test. It's probably under a different name. I paid for it and had it sent to someone else.
Okay, what's the name it would have been sent to?
Jose Encarnacion.
Would you verify the address?
14 Sunnyside Avenue.
Thank you, ma'am. And you're the cardholder?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am. I have the account located for the Testonix and the Nitroonix. How may I assist you?
Well, I sent for the free trial thing, not knowing that it signed me up for a reoccurring payment. It said nowhere on any of those two pages that they would put you in some kind of program unless you read the little fine print way at the bottom. I did not want to sign up for the program. I'm not paying for the program. So you can just take it off. I've already had my card changed. That card is no longer active.
Okay.
I think it's very misleading that you put the terms way at the bottom for a free trial. That's ridiculous. Now I got charged $200 for something I didn't want. I'm not paying for them. If you already shipped them, send a return label or something. I'm not paying for them.
Well, ma'am, I do sincerely...
It's very misleading.
I do sincerely regret to inform you. These charges are not for a new shipment. Therefore, the initial 30-day supply you were sent for the 14-day...
No, I signed up for a free trial for $6. That's what I signed up for. Nowhere on the two pages for that free trial does it say you automatically signed up for something. I'm not paying for it. I've already canceled the credit card. Take me off the list. Do whatever you got to do. Send me a return label if you've already shipped them. I'm not accepting them. It's very misleading that you put that stuff way at the bottom in the terms and conditions. Who would think to read that for a free trial? That's ridiculous.
Ma'am, I do understand your frustration, but I do need to explain what occurred.
Oh, I know what occurred, but I'm telling you, I've already had that credit card canceled. I'm not paying for them.
I do understand, ma'am.
So if you've already shipped them, you might as well send me a label.
May I ask, have you already disputed the charge?
Yes, I have. I called. My credit card has already been canceled. So you're out of luck there, and I'm disputing the claim.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So, again, I do need to explain what's going on so we have a thorough understanding because of the dispute process. When you initially signed up on the 23rd of February for your friend, you paid the postage for a 30-day supply to be sent to you. That was free for the 14-day trial period. Due to the non-
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am. Due to the non-cancellation, that 30-day supply that was free for the 14 days is no longer free, so that means you're paying for
it. And then, and you put that notification way at the bottom of the page in a little tiny terms and conditions. Now, if somebody's sending for a free trial, why would I automatically assume that I enrolled in something? It's misleading, it's dishonest, and I'm not paying for them. I don't care how you word it, how you explain it, I'm not paying for them. The card has been canceled. You will no longer get money out of me. All right? And if you've already shipped it, send me a return label. I am not paying for them. Unenroll me. Do whatever you need to do. It's very misleading, and I think you people are dishonest.
I do understand. Now, we are legally, by law, required to include our subscription in the terms and conditions, which is why it's there.
Yeah, way at the bottom of the page in little tiny print. Now, why would anybody who wanted a free trial for $6 assume that they've already enrolled in something and look at that little tiny print? It's misleading.
Well,
do whatever you need to do. I'm just telling you, you're not getting any more money out of me. It's misleading.
I do understand, ma'am, and I'm trying to assist you to the best of my ability. A trial is a time period.
You don't need to assist me. What you need to do is take my name out of your subscription and be done with it. I'm done with it. I'm telling you, if you've already shipped them, send me a return label, and I will happily send them back. I'm not paying for them.
Well, that's what I was trying to explain, ma'am. These charges are not for a new shipment. They're for the initial supply you've already received.
So then why do you advertise it as a free shipment for $6? That's ridiculous.
Well, we advertise as a free trial because a trial is a time period to try before you buy. That's why you then pay for the product at the end of the trial period. Now, since you've defeated the charge, you'll need to call back with your financial institution in order to drop the dispute for us to assist you further. Because if you go through with the dispute, what's going to happen is they're going to contact our financial institution after giving you a temporary credit. We will turn over those terms and conditions. And once they get that, by law, they will have to honor our
charges. Oh, yeah. You people are fucking dishonest. All right. I'm done. Bye.
Well, ma'am, we do.